Creed.doc was still highlighted. Writing it was supposed to bring me some quote-unquote healing. At least that's what Dr. Foddy had said. Maybe it did. Who knows? I got a load off my chest. But I was looking for other things, more important things, like the peace you get when things make sense and life seems fair. I never got that peace. Some nights, I would remember and write and remember and write. And I was sure I was just being Dr. Frankenstein trying to recreate a dead human. The dead never come back the way they were in life. Some nights, I got convinced I was creating a monster. I took it in for Dr. Foddy when I was finished, and I remember him holding all those pages and pretending his arm was weighed down. Or maybe it actually was weighed down. And I remember he said to me, "That's an amazing amount of writing for a young man your age, Tori." And I said, "Yeah, well, I got a load off my chest. It wasn't like I had a whole lot of other stuff to do." But you finish something like that, and the truth strikes you. I knew then that laying out the truth for a shrink wasn't enough. I had to get out of Steepleton. You can't find your life or your peace in the middle of a bazillion eyes staring at you. Creed.doc had been sent across the internet about 80 times, but the last time I actually looked at the file was when I ran it through the spell checker before handing it over to Dr. Foddy. Maybe I hadn't needed to look at it since. Maybe I used to remember every single word. Maybe, finally, I was starting to forget. I arrowed up and shut the window. The letter bobbed around in front of me, all hazy and floating. "Alex Healy, what I'm hoping is that the name Chris Creed does mean something to you. That probably means that somehow I have struck gold. There's nothing unusual about a runaway these days. There's also not much original about a suicide or a murder. The weirdest fact about Chris Creed's disappearance was that he was just plain gone. There was no trail of blood, not even a drop of blood. No piece of clothing on the side of the road. No runaway bus ticket stub. No money missing from his bank account. No empty bottle that had been filled with pills the day before he disappeared. No missing razor blades. No, nothing. The only thing we knew was that Chris Creed was not abducted compulsively by a stranger. Because there was a note, which was written at least 24 hours before he turned up missing.